chapter 6. It was late night over Green Isle. The river flowed smoothly along toward the sea, reflecting a half moon and the brief flash of a comet blazing its track across the dark sky vaults. Two figures stole silently through the undergrowth which fringed the bank. They halted as a nightjar called from the darkened shallows. One of the two otters, Hulky, cupped both paws around his mouth and croaked like a frog. A floating log materialised out of the shadows. Letho Shellhound, who was poling it, jumped ashore and joined paws with the pair.
Sure, I knew you'd come. You weren't followed, I trust.
Chab, Wookie's companion, reassured him.
The garage is so stuffed with roasted bird flesh that they're snoring at the posts.
The outlaw otter's teeth gleamed in the moonlight as he drew in a short, angry breath.
A murderous and brutal affair, buckos. All those poor birds killed to suit the whim of Rigu Felis. Ah well, hop on, and I'll take you to the gathering.
As they pulled the log downriver, Wookie whispered,
"Is it true Zillu the Bard will be there?"
Keeping his eyes on the watercourse, the sea otter replied,
"For sure it is. He's been taking the enchanted slumber again. It'll be interesting to hear his ballad."
Tall stones protruded up from the scrubland behind the shore dunes. Berthing the log, the three otters headed for them. In the past, sea and stream otters had gathered at this time-honoured venue in their hundreds. However, owing to the regime of Rigu Felis, that night's attendance was no more than 20 in number. The site was screened by a ring of scrub bushes, with 6 sentries posted on watch. Letho and his two friends waved to them and made their way to the fire at the centre of the tall stones. They were greeted by the others, who sat them down and served out bowls of bergula. This was a thick stew of seaweed and shellfish, seasoned with the most fiery of herbs and spices. A mere whiff of the bergula aroma, though delicious, could bring tears from a creature's eyes with its sheer heat. Customarily, no words were spoken during the eating of this otter delicacy, except to either compliment or criticise its quality. Wulky fanned a paw across his mouth after the first taste.
"Ah, sure, and isn't it a true drop of the grand stuff?"
Many agreed with him.
"Oh, it is grand, sure enough."
But there are always those who like to disagree.
"Out away with you. I've scraped better bergula off me old grandma's pinny, so I have."
"Oi, the stuff tastes like a duck in a muddle."
There were many indignant defenders.
"Ah, shut your gob. Sure you'd complain if a fine big trout cooked itself and jumped into your big mouth, so you would."
"Ah, listen, boyo. If and you could make better bergula than this, then put your paws to work and give your fat lip a rest."
The good-natured banter was brought to a halt by the flat thump of a rudder drum.